You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back again with Tarik Maddox. Tarik, thanks again for coming to the studio today, man.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here again.
All right. Well, listen, now, we talked about tips for summer. What are we going to talk about now?
Today, we're going to talk about eating well-balanced diets.
Oh, awesome. Eating a well-balanced diet.
Yes.
All right. So what makes up a well-balanced diet? Mine food groups are, you know, carbs, sugar, and carbs.
You want to be careful with the carbs, Jim, especially during the early morning parts of the day. But, I mean, waking up in the morning, breakfast is your most important part of a meal of the day. You want to definitely not skip breakfast. So you're having your oatmeal and your juice and your water and your carbs and protein in the morning. A little bit of carbs, not too many.
Wow, so not too many carbs. We're eating in the morning. You know, I don't do a lot of carbs in the morning. I drink that perfect food that Victor Franks gave me, all these, I guess it's the green plants, the probiotics, stuff like that. That's the way I start my day. It fills me up all day. Then for lunch, I like to have a little protein and maybe some starch. I have a sandwich. That's not necessarily the best thing, is it?
I mean, not really. So we definitely want to have you some natural sugars coming from fruit. A little bit of everything in moderation. You definitely want to have a little carbs and protein around lunchtime when you start feeling sleepy to try to bring your sugar levels up and keep yourself going for the rest of the day.
Okay, and then how about dinner time? I usually don't get home till like 7:30. I sometimes don't eat till 8:30, and sometimes it's the biggest meal of the day. Is that good?
Well, it's not really good, Jim, especially heading towards bedtime. You want to have less. You don't want to eat. You don't want to have a big dinner before you go to bed because, you know, I mean, those calories are sitting on your stomach. You don't give your food time to digest before you lie down. So it's very important to keep your meals a little bit on the smaller side during the nighttime.
Wow. Okay. And how about like people that wake up in the middle of the night? Are they like crashing for sugar and getting a little snack or what?
Yeah. If they're not going to use the restroom, usually they're craving sweets, sugar. All right. Waking up for some odd reason. I don't know if it being that you're interrupted by your cravings, but I mean, I would replace your cravings with a glass of water. That would set that off.
Okay, so we're talking about eating, healthy eating. We talked about the different meal sizes. How about things to include in your diet?
All right, things to include in your diet. Your diet should be very colorful. Let's say vegetables, green peppers, red peppers, mushrooms, or what have you. And obviously, you're going to try to keep some leafy lettuce in there and some spinach.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's a pretty broad diet. What if somebody lives alone? They don't have somebody that goes shopping for them. Is this stuff that people can just pick up pretty easily?
I mean, you got to feed yourself. You got to get there. You got to nourish your body. Otherwise, you're going to be dead tired, low on sugars, and with no energy. So you got to make it out, whether you take a walk to the store, take a cab, or what have you. You got to eat. So.
Now, I've cut out caffeine. I've found it to be really difficult. It's a pretty addictive drug. Anybody with a Starbucks card can tell you that. But I still get tired during the day. How do I fight that?
Well, you're having crashes. You're having cravings for caffeine. In order to cut back on caffeine, you're not just going to stop right away unless you're just that strong will. Usually the average person will have to cut back on their portions of caffeine throughout the day. And, you know, in 3 to 4 weeks, you try to eliminate it completely from your diet.
And so once it's eliminated, how does somebody have a natural pick-me-up during the day?
Well, you know the natural sugars that we try to have, maybe from fruit. There's a lot of natural things out there to replace with caffeine that you guys should start looking into.
So then we're talking about replacing caffeine. How about, you know, I drink sometimes a lot of Gatorade. It really kind of gets me fired up, and then I seem to crash right after that. That's a sugar spike, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a sugar spike that you're having, Jim. So cut back on that a little bit, which I know you're already doing. You want to dilute that Gatorade with water just so you don't have too much sugar in your system to prevent you from crashing, throughout the day.
So, Tarik, we've been having such great conversation here about the food and the beverages and such. How about hydration? You talked a little bit in some past segments about hydration. How about hydration and eating? Should you be drinking water while you're eating?
Yeah, you definitely should be drinking water while you're eating. That's going to help you help your food be saturated. You're going to digest your food a lot easier, and it's going to help you get fuller a little bit quicker so you don't overeat, you don't overindulge in your meal.
Well, it sounds really terrific. Tarek, if people want to get your advice, you know, I know your schedule is really busy. Thanks again for squeezing me in on Saturdays. But if people want to get together with you, want their person, their young person in their family or themselves coached by the person that coaches Frank Gore, Lamar Miller, and some of the other big athletes here in town, how do they get a hold of you?
You guys can always follow me at Tarek Maddox. Send your questions over there at Twitter. And you can also follow me on IG, which is Instagram, at Tarek Maddox. Or you can shoot me an email, TarekMaddox@yahoo.com.
All right. Well, thanks as always, Tarek, for being on the show. Look forward to your next segment in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
All right.